Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dean Maddalena, the president of Studio 65. Dean, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you doing?
I'm good. I've caught you in your office down in Austin, Texas. A little quick background. Studio 65, interesting creative name, is based on the founding. You started this business on June the 5th in 2003, right?
That's correct.
You're an A&D firm, but you're also a member of the Fuse Alliance, which is an organization of commercial contractors. So that's kind of an anomaly, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we specialize is being an anomaly A&D firm.
And you focus on senior living. You are an educated architect. You went to Notre Dame and then got your master's in architecture from the University of Michigan. Then after you worked for a while in different cities, you moved down to Austin. One of your first projects was in Japan, and I guess you brought some of that thinking back here. And then you also had a mother who you helped take care of, and so you kind of got influences in Japan and from experiences with your mom, right?
Yep, that's exactly it. The work in Japan, it was my first senior living community there, and so as I was learning the best practices on senior living design, it was also learning the different culture of Japan, how they were shifting away from having the parents live at home, but then also learning their best practices and understanding ergonomics for seniors, and being that they're a smaller statue, the furniture is all designed differently. It was really good to learn the mechanics of what we do, and that really stuck with me and is part of our culture here now at Studio 65.
And you do work all over the country, right?
Yes, we're in 34 states right now.
I mean, do you have experience in 34, or you have people in 34?
So we've completed projects in 34 states. Uh-huh. I'm actually a licensed architect in 17 states.
Well, explain this relationship of why a design firm would want to be part of Fuse Alliance.
Well, senior living firms are a little bit different. The majority of firms in senior living also handle purchasing of all the furnishings. Mm-hmm. And so that's furniture, window coverings, accessories, artwork. That's about one-third of our revenue. You know, we range anywhere from $15 to $20 million on the purchasing side. So what we saw was we were losing specs. We had contractors that were hiring subcontractors that were not up to par, and we were spending a lot of time just kind of babysitting on the flooring and the decorative lighting side. So we decided to expand our purchasing efforts to include decorative lighting and flooring. And I've had longstanding relationship with Fuse, you know, just as a designer. And we worked together to create a way that our specs would be held. We would always make sure that we had a top quality flooring subcontractor on the project, and we would be able to offer best value to our clients based on volume purchasing.
All right, so I see two benefits. You get that margin by being a flooring dealer, and you also get a network of commercial contractors that you get to use on your projects nationwide, right?
That's correct.
Well, let's talk about flooring in senior living. What are some of the trends there?
The real big thing, and I guess we're seeing it across all types of design specialties, is LVT is becoming more and more prevalent, and the quality and the aesthetics have really, really improved, and so that's really expanded. But I would say carpet tiles, at first they were accepted only in small places in the communities, you know, maybe like the fitness area or a specialty room. But as the designs have progressed, it's started to be more accepted in metro areas and urban areas, and then that's expanded into tertiary markets. Especially for renovations, they're great because you're not having to deal with broadloom carpets and the renovations and disrupting the residents. You can just bring it up the boxes, and it makes for a lot easier phasing. So that's really been the biggest impact, I would say, and it's continuing to be more and more of what we specify.
I guess the category was slow to move to tile because there was a concern that a spill might go down between the seams, and I guess we're beyond that now, aren't we?
Yeah, it was that, but it was also the aesthetic. You see these quarter turn, and it looked really commercial.
Yeah.
You know, some of our clients would say, you know, it looks too much like a Walmart or a Target.
Right.
But now we can show them carpet tiles, and they don't even know it's a carpet tile.
Let me ask you, I guess falling is a concern, right?
It is. You know, it's one of those things where you fall less on hard flooring, but when you fall, it's more damaging to the residents. So what's really important now is that we specify very low pile height that's very level.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's really great now is we always had a problem with transitions, but now with the carpet tile and the thicker LVT, they can butt up against each other and either have a chemical wall or don't need a transition strip. And so it makes going from hard surface to carpet surface a lot better. And so we can kind of play with those two together now a lot more than we used to.
Isn't one of the trends in senior living now is to kind of have young people there as well?
Yeah, it's multi-generational, but what I always say is that these communities always had all generations there. So you have the resident, but then you have their baby boomer child, and then you've got their grandkid, who's a millennial maybe, and then you've got the caregivers that work there that are millennials, and the doctors and the nurses and the like. So these communities always were multi-generational. We just didn't think of it that way. And so, and it's been for a while now that we're designing for all generations.
Okay.
We want these communities to be a really cool place to be for the residents, for their families, for the people that work there. And now these communities are opening up to the surrounding areas to have functions in the community. So it really becomes part of the neighborhood rather than this place behind locked gates.
Yeah, we've talked about flooring, but I mean, you've got notoriety. I was looking at your background for this development of this digital memory box, right?
Yes, in memory care, which is the Alzheimer's neighborhoods, they have these shadow boxes where we would put memorabilia in, like the families would do that and the like. But as I would go through communities, I would find that half of them weren't filled or they were never changed, so they started getting really kind of dusty and stuff.
Yeah.
And so we wanted something that was more dynamic that the resident would actually react to because it's ever-changing. Uh-huh. It's kind of like that philosophy of you have that piece of artwork down the corridor, and then after a week or two, you don't even notice it because it's just stagnant. And so we invented that. It's patent pending, and it's really beginning to take off, and we're really excited about what that offers the residents, but also it tells the caregivers and family a little bit about the resident as well.
All right. Are you having a good year this year?
Very good year.
I guess you're in a segment that's almost recession-proof, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it slowed down a little bit last year, and all indicators said that it was going to be a little bit slower this year, but surprise, surprise, it's probably been our best year ever.
Okay. It's good to talk to you, and thanks for giving a profile to our listeners. Again, been talking to Dean Madalena, the president of Studio 65, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.